Jean Richardson's mother had always dreamed of moving to Alaska, teaching school there. When her mother did move north, her teaching opportunity was one most people would not accept. It turned out to be a place she put down roots. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Jean Richardson's parents had always dreamed of leaving Houston, Texas, and making a home in Alaska.
Mother was 49 and newly widowed when she first came to Alaska, and she had always loved adventure. They had been planning, my mom and dad, to come up here.
Jean's father passed in the spring of 62, but that didn't stop her mother from making the trip.
She bought a little station wagon and drove to Alaska alone. And she told us when she left, if she liked it, she was going to get a teaching job and stay on because she had 20 years of teaching experience.
However, the Department of Education said they couldn't certify her as a teacher since she had not taken a required course in Alaskan history. There was the community of Talkeetna, though, that had 8 students and no teacher. Jean's mother could teach there and work on getting her required 1 year of Alaska history credit while she taught.
They said if you have 8 students, the law says you have to provide a teacher. And they told her if we fly you in there and you lose a student, you're out of work that day and your job quits, you have to pay your own way home. And the mother said that she would take that risk.
So she headed to the village that consisted of one city block.
Talkeetna in those days had 3 bars, 2 liquor stores, 2 grocery stores, and no churches. And when they sent Mother, they told her, we'll get you a teacher's belt sometime, you know. But until then, just take a room anywhere you can find one, and you can have class in your room. And the only place she could find that would rent her a room was over the bar.
Her 8 students spent their first semester taking class in that room over the bar. We'll have more with Jean next time as we travel the countryside in Talkeetna, Alaska. I'm Andrew McCrae.